And now this is a dictation for Ina, I-N-A, Jean, G-E-A-N, Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, January 1749. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640, as well as Isabella County Medical Care Facility, 773-0423. Dear Dr. Stevelton, answers at Isabella Medical Facility. This is a follow-up for Mrs. Bitter, chronic kidney disease hypertension, last visit in July. This was a phone visit. Husband participated actively. Patient not doing well, limited activity, cannot walk, uncontrolled diabetes, sleeps and lethargic all the time, denies any trauma, says to be eating well and weight stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, does have constipation chronic without bleeding, has chronic incontinence but no infection, cloudiness of blood, a stable edema, no ulcers, no cellulitis, uses oxygen mostly 24 hours, denies pyrolemma tidal hemoptysis, no sleep apnea, no apparent chest pain, other review system is negative. Medication review, notice the Nurantin, as needed Tramadol. I'm going to highlight Farxiga, Bisoprolol, Bumex, Metformin. Next paragraph, weight at nursing home 285, blood pressure 130, 176. There has been also intermittent double vision, no head trauma or headaches. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available are from just a few days ago, October. Sodium, potassium, normal, bicarbonate elevated 37, calcium elevated 11.4, creatinine 1.6, which is baseline for a number of years, for a GFR 34 stage 3B, glucose in the 200s, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.5, large red blood cells 108. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number one, EKD stage 3B, stable over time, I don't see progression, her weakness, a mental status is not related to uremic encephalopathy and will not benefit from dialysis. Next number, mental status, multifactorial, could be related to gabapentin. I'm going to decrease the dose from 900 divided doses a day to 300 divided doses for the time being. Avoid tramadol, central nervous system depressants. Calcium is also an issue. Next number, hypercalcemia. She has a prior less than suppressed PTH in the 70s, 80s. I would like to start the Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, as a trial to see if mental status improves. Next number, obesity, which probably also represents hypoventilation syndrome. Unlikely she has respiratory acidosis, that's why the bicarbonate is elevated. I don't have an ABGs to assess, but that will be another reason for her decreased mental status. Next number, Takibrady syndrome, preserved ejection fraction. There was moderate pulmonary hypertension as well as tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, uncontrolled diabetes. Metformin is not a nephrotoxic medication that can cause lactic acidosis when GFR is less than 30. She is still above that level. I think I will not oppose the increase of long-acting metformin from 500 to 1,000. That will be another reason uncontrolled diabetes for her mental status. Obviously, she has multiple issues that needs to be addressed. All issues discussed with the patient's husband. End of dictation.